Luke begins his gospel with the stories of two women. Now this is really pretty remarkable, for women in biblical days were on the bottom of the social ladder. They had no rights or privileges. They were nobodies in the religious world. And yet here they are, front and center, Elizabeth and Mary. Elizabeth was barren and very old. The angel Gabriel comes to her husband Zechariah with the promise that Elizabeth will bear him a son, and they are to name him John. Zechariah doesn't believe this, so the Lord takes away his ability to speak until the baby is born. John already has a ministry prepared for him by God. He will make the people ready to receive their Savior. And he will be filled with the Holy Spirit even before he is born. The promises God made to Elizabeth were fulfilled. She became pregnant and she gave birth to a son, and they named him John. And John would become John the Baptist, who did prepare the way for Jesus, the Messiah. Mary was a young virgin promised in marriage to a man named Joseph. She too receives a promise from the angel Gabriel. It's the greatest promise ever given to a woman. She will become pregnant by the power of the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and she is to name him Jesus. And he will become the Savior of the world. And we know that promise was fulfilled. That's why we're here today, to celebrate that fact. The birth of Jesus changes everything. His birth signals the birth of love and faith, joy and peace, freedom and redemption. With the birth of our Lord, all the blessings of God come pouring into our world as never before. The promise that God gave His people, all of the promises, through the law and the prophets, they all come true in Jesus. Jesus is the fulfillment of God's promises. The salvation plan of God has found fulfillment in His Son, our Lord. Isn't it amazing how God gets involved in the birthing process? Old, barren, almost ready to die Sarah, the wife of Abraham, by the power of God, gives birth to the miracle child Isaac. And the promises that God gave to Abraham start to come true. Do you remember Hannah? She too was barren. She was brokenhearted as the years went by that she couldn't bear children for her husband. When she and her husband went to worship God, all Hannah could do was cry. She wept and wept and wept. She couldn't even eat because of her anguish. Then Hannah made a bold step of faith. She promised the Lord that if He would give her a son, if He would answer her prayers, she would give that son back to the Lord to serve Him all his life. God heard her prayers and He blessed her with a son named Samuel, who would become a great man of God, a priest and a prophet. The Lord then blessed Anna with more children. Our God keeps His promises. What He says He will do, He does. He gave Elizabeth a son named John, one of the greatest men of God who ever lived. He gave Mary a son named Jesus, the long-awaited Messiah, the Son of God. And Mary becomes the Mother of God, a woman venerated by millions and millions of believers all over the world down through history. God blesses these two insignificant women with great gifts. He blesses two people who were kind of nobodies in the eyes of the world with the greatest of blessings. This is good news for us. None of us here are very powerful or important in the eyes of the world. We are pretty insignificant people in most ways. But God promises to bless each of us, every one of us. Our dreams may not have come true. The goals we once made for ourselves may not have been met. Life probably hasn't turned out quite how we wanted it to. Some of us may even feel like failures. And sometimes we do feel like nobodies. But God's promises are for each of us. He promises us peace beyond understanding. He promises us His joy that we can have in all circumstances. He promises us His hope that's like an anchor for our souls. He promises us His guidance and help in every situation. He promises to never leave us or forsake us. And He promises us His love, always and forever. And that love is greater than anything we can comprehend. Jesus is the proof of God's love. And someday Jesus promises that He will come and take us home to be with Him forever in glory. Our part in all of this is simply to have faith, to trust the promises of God, to trust God that He is a promise keeper in His time and in His way. His promises to us will come true. In Luke 1:39, we read of how Mary goes to visit her cousin Elizabeth. Listen to what happens. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. In a loud voice she exclaimed, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed is she who has believed that the Lord would fulfill His promises to her." Mary believed the promises that God gave her. Mary becomes for us a model of faith and trust in the Lord. The promises that God gave Mary were extreme, almost absurd. How could God become a human being? How could God Almighty, Creator of all that is, how could He be created as a baby boy? How could the God of the universe confine Himself to a mother's womb? So many questions. It's too much to absorb, yet let alone believe. And yet Mary believed. She said to the angel Gabriel when the promise was first given to her, "I am the Lord's servant. May your word to me be fulfilled." Mary simply trusted God. She trusted that God would fulfill His promises, as outlandish as those promises might be. She trusted God. And that's what we need to do. We just need to trust that God's promises to us will be fulfilled. Can God use my life to change the world? We need to trust that if God wants to accomplish that through us, then He will. Can God use our small church to make a difference in the lives of His people? We need to trust that He can and He will. Can God change me so that I become more like Jesus? We need to trust that He will. Whatever promises the Lord puts on your heart, trust Him. Trust Him as Mary trusted God. Trust Him with your whole life, with all that is within you. Would you join me in prayer? Lord, Your promises are everything. And You have fulfilled Your promises down through history in so many ways, and ultimately through Your Son, Jesus Christ. Help us, Lord, to trust Your promises for each of us. Help us to trust You with all that is within us, so that Your love and glory will fill our hearts and change our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.